The 4Ps Radio Training School is sponsored by the Hampshire and Isle of Wight Community Fund. To find out more, go to hiwcf.org.uk.
Hey everyone, Toby here, and welcome back to another episode of Toby's Tech News. So, to start off with, Microsoft have thrown themselves into the AI space and have launched their new own AI called AI Copilot, and it's powered by OpenAI's, the company that made ChatGPT's, latest models. If you already have Office 365, you will get the standard issue of Copilot. However, for $20, you can upgrade from standard Copilot to Copilot Pro, which gives you a handful of exciting new AI tools to help with your productivity, such as integrating Copilot into your Office 365 apps, the ability to generate entire PowerPoint slide decks from a chatbot-like prompt, also known as a command, and a game-changing experience in Word to rephrase paragraphs, generate text, and summarize documents for you. Do you think this will cement Microsoft as the number one go-to for an AI service? In other news, Apple Watches are going to have removed features in the future due to a company suing Apple for copying their blood oxygen sensor. The US custom policy has said that if Apple is to alter their design, they can continue selling the Apple Watch. Do you reckon this will affect you, or are you happy this feature will be gone? And finally, for this week's latest tech news, Nvidia and AMD, the two largest names in the graphics card industry for computers, are going head-to-head to see who can have the most advanced AI chips out the fastest. But with Nvidia currently in the lead with their new DLSS system, DLSS standing for Deep Learning Super Sampling, that generates you more FPS. FPS, or frames per second, is how smooth your game or anything else on your computer feels. In games and anything else you throw at it on their newest graphics card lineup, do you reckon AMD can pull themselves to the top once more? Well, that's it for this week's tech news, but make sure you join me next week for the latest episode of Toby's Tech News.